We continue learning Hilchos Nida, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, Seida Kviyas Vest, Dalochas of a Vest. Vedine, Vedika Lefnei Tashmish, Lefnei Achab Tashmish, and a woman and man under certain circumstances examining themselves before and after relations. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Ko Vest. Vest means something that's common. That means there's times that or circumstances that cause that the woman should have her period. One could be the day of the month. That's called the Vesra Chodesh. One could be the amount of time between the periods. That's called the Vesra Flaga. Then there's a Vesra Guf, which means that there's certain activities that cause her to get a period, or there's certain signs on her body that show that it's coming. Shimrasa Shalosh Pam Ratzufas Bazman Shava Pam Bapam. If a woman saw three times at the same time, as man zehu la vesa kavua, that's called the vesa kavua. Yesh nashim rekayim vest in b'yom sham b'chaydish. There are some women that it depends on the date and the month. Kagan Shimrasa Shalosh Pam Ratzufas, she saw three consecutive times. Every time Rosh Chodesh, Vavalei Vesek Kavua, so she has a Vesek Kavua for Rosh Chodesh. The Kain Imrasa Shalosh Pam B'Chamisa Yom B'Chodesh, or she saw three times on the 15th day of the month, as Yom Chamishi, 5 days in the month, as Yom Chamishi B'Chodesh, Yom Vesek Kavua Shalah, then the 5th day of the month is her Vesek Kavua. The Zen Nikras, that's called Vesek Ayomim, Shekava B'Yom Yidu B'Chodesh, that it's expected that she's going to have a period on a certain day on the month. Even though the amount of days between these riyas are not the same, for there are months that only have 29 days, and the months that have 30 days, she always sees on a certain day, that makes that day into Vesed Kavua. Avroiv Nashim Sebeis, Avroiv Nashim, most women Daka Liris Vestam Baflogashavas. By them, usually what the case is, that there's a certain standard, a certain set amount of days between the time she gets her period. Tanishim Aflegis Machalekis Beria Liria, Yavim Shomver Mispa. There's a certain set amount of days between each Riyah. She sees and then she doesn't see for another 15 days, or 30 days, or 32 days, and then she'll see again. If she had three equal and consecutive haflogus days in between, she is considered a woman who has a vesa kavua. She's always going to see based on a certain amount of days in between. And after this will happen again, as Yom Haba, who Yom Vesa Kavua Shalom. In order for a woman to establish a Vesa Kavua, it has to be three times. And you could only have an Afloga, and in the Karasel B'Shtei Riyas, but two. So there should be something in between. L'kein l'vesed aflogus, to establish a vesed afloga, tzricha abarias, she will have had to have seen four times. K'gon shirasa yom, if she sees today, v'fliga chamisha esra yom v'rasa, then there was a 25-day interval, v'shuv v'fliga chamisha esra yom v'rasa, then another 25-day interval, v'shuv v'fliga chamisha esra yom v'rasa, harias abapam, so she saw four times, Asha b'neim shloisha aflogus, there were the three intervals in between, shloish lavogus shavus, three equivalent intervals, and that's how she cover vest. V'yesh doshim sif gimel, shein lem yom kavu liris, that they don't have a set day to see, lo b'mei chodesh v'lo b'aflogus shavus, not a date of the month, nor with a certain amount of interval. V'yesh lem simon begufim, something happens in the body. K'goin shodaki shikon v'yisim v'fakis, every time before she gets her period, she yawns. Sometimes people stretch out their arms because they feel heavy. Or they open their mouth. Somebody who burps. They're all in the category of piyuk. The kayim sateshes derech mata or derech mal, if she passes gas from the body of a bottom of a body, from the top of a body, oy mageshes eza mechesh negatibura, she has stomach cramps or beis arechem, or she has cramps by a womb, oy shechzut sire kadachas, or she has a fever, oy summer saras basara, she shivers, oy shereshe ve'er kedemela, she has body aches, headache. If this happened three consecutive times, that any of these symptoms happened, and then she gets a period, that's another way of establishing a veset. And this is called a veset aguf. If it happens a number of times, have a simen vest to cover them. That's a proof that it's a vest and she has a vest to cover. Aval, mishampiik v'itish pa'machas, just if she yawned once or had some minor cramp just once, ain't vest in the kvas. That doesn't make it into vest. Kider kol adam, all people yawn and all people sometimes burp or pass gas. V'davka shekover kol sholosh pa'mim adei mekrecha. Also to establish a vest of the guf, it has to be the same symptom. Avon pama mikrazeh or pama mikrazeh. If each time there were different symptoms, lo yav kavias, it doesn't become a vesek kavua. Sif dalid yesh lekavas liyama oila flogus shavos. And sometimes we have a combination, a day in the month or interval. Btsir of combination peak v'itish gadoima. Then shachol b'chol chamish yom b'chaydish. Whenever it's the fifth day of the month, she has these symptoms, and then she gets a period. There's a interval of 25 days between her emissions, and then on that, when you have that interval, this is called a vesed amarkevus, a vesed that represents a combination. Dainu shimur kevis miyom shava. There's a certain day or a certain interval. Im simen aguf with body symptoms. Im kovaken sholosh pamim. If she established this three times, ashimagia yom amugul. So when the next time this date comes, vima fakis amavasateshes, and she also has the symptoms, chashesh shaloi, then she has to be concerned about a vesed. Ava b'yom greida, such a woman, just if the day came, or peak the kiddush greida, or the symptoms came, ain't a tzroch aloichush, then that's not considered a vest. Kivash like kova ella b'tavai kadodi. She only established the vest when both of these things combined. Yesh oid mini vestes, there are other types of vesed, vesed adilug, vesed asirug, vesed machmas, oynes, or machmas achil tvarim charifim, all different types of things that create a veset. Avol ma'achashenim shrichim, since they're not common, ain't like esek ben pa, they're not really, this is not the place to study them. They mevarim be'ezras Hashem b'sifri lech v'simla. The Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch wrote a sefer lech v'simla on Hilchos Nida, where all of these halakas are discussed in greater detail. Sif hei, kol ish yesh levesek kavua, any woman that has a vesek kavua, when it's not the time of a vest, we consider her tahor. They could have relations. No questions. Even if she's somewhat sleeping, he could have relations with her. There's no need for examination prior or after the relations. On the contrary, she shouldn't examine herself when it's not necessary. All it will do is make the husband nervous to to make him stop being concerned that something must be going on. Shemloya Gisha, because he's thinking is, if she didn't have any reason to be concerned, Loisa Vedeka, she wouldn't have begun examining herself. If therefore she's going to start examining herself before having relations, we have to be concerned that he's going to get nervous and yifresh atz my memena, and he's not going to have relations with her. Similarly, if she's going to examine herself after tashmish, we have to be concerned he's going to get nervous. Lachshav, he's going to be thinking, the mestamer gisha b'shas tashmish, something must have happened. And again, he will not want to have relations with her. She shouldn't do these types of examinations in front of her husband. If her husband is not there, a woman who consistently examines herself to make sure that she's tar and won't violate Issa Nida Rezu Meshabechas. But one has to be careful that if there's too many examinations, she could harm herself and cause herself to bleed, which would certainly not be very productive. Sivov, Isha Shein LeVesed Kavu Klal, but a woman who doesn't have a Vesed Kavu, Yeshla Livda Kasatzim L'Fei Tashmish, Lacha Tashmish, she should examine herself before and after Tashmish. V'gam Abal Yeshla L'Kanach Achma Tashmish, so should the husband after the act of Tashmish examine, U'Lirois L'Mlimtza Eza Tipestam, to make sure that there was no blood. Vach, Kishimim Selekastamim, but when she's at a period where we know she's not going to see dam, kigoyim beres lachach shlosh chodashim, a pregnant woman after 3 months of being pregnant, oimenekis, or a nursing woman, or a zikna, a woman after menopause, elo en tzrich bedika, they have no need for bedika. Siv zayin, yesh nam nashim shaylan vesel kavua mamish, that women that don't have a vesel kavua that we've been discussing, they can know that there's a certain amount of days that before then they'll never see. She knows that for the first 25 days after her last period, then till then she won't see. However, after that, only after the 25 days will she see. However, there's no specific day after 25 days that we could say she's going to see on that day. So sometimes it gets delayed. Regarding such a woman, until the 25 days that it has been established that she never sees before 25 days, it's been established, as we've been learning what it means to establish, that she will not see dam before then. For those days until day 25, she's treated like a woman who has a kavua. Afterwards, that 25 days, she nevucha behem, where there's this uncertainty, ve'elam behem cheskes tahara, we can't be sure she's tahara, asur labalo, then she's asur. But that halacha also has to be studied. It only has to be where there's a small window when she is going to see. But if that small window doesn't exist, then she doesn't have a din of a vesel kavua or vesel she'ena kavua, and she could have relations with her husband.